You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day at Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest. It's a beautiful day, cool, sunshine, and we're kind of going to get cold even tonight. Tell me about the weather forecast for our part of the world and what you think it might mean for crops and whether there's any danger any place.
Well, you know, the thing, I think more than anything in terms of what we need to watch is just the growing degree day accumulation here over the next 5 to 7 days and see how far below normal that is if we have to play catch up later in the season from this cool down that we're experiencing right now, because it is going to be cool for quite a while here for several days where temperatures are going to be below normal over the next 6 to 10 days. All indications suggest that most of the nation from the plains, the eastern plains states through the Corn Belt and the Ohio Valley, even down to the Gulf Coast, will be experiencing temperatures that will be anywhere from about 5 to 10 degrees below normal. Now, we expect temperatures to rebound and have some opportunities to warm up later this week, this weekend, and into next. So more than anything is, I think it's what happens at the end of the season, come August and September, and where we're at then and whether or not we'll need to play catch up.
Sometimes it is what happens in the middle of the season, too. I'm wondering how much rainfall did you see and how widespread over the weekend? For instance, here in Champaign-Urbana, it was between 5 and 7 inches Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A lot of rainfall. Other places didn't get quite as much. How big a rainfall was there and how widespread might that have been?
Well, it was pretty widespread. It, you know, the best indication is to look at what our soil moisture profile is. And when we take a look at the entire region, when we look at Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, Missouri, most of Wisconsin and southern areas of Minnesota, the soil moisture right now is in excellent shape. And so the recent rainfall amounts have been more than adequate to keep us in a good position.
Yeah, so what we're really looking for is when that becomes a problem as opposed to we're in good shape when those soil profile numbers get too far above the norm then, right?
Yeah, you know, and right now with this cooler air mass, this time of year, the cooler air masses tend to be drier air masses. So we won't see much in the next week ahead here in terms of precipitation. But with warmer weather coming back after that, we should start to get back into some shower and thunderstorm activity. So the trends that we're seeing while cool and dry now, warmer and wetter, should be coming later.
Can you pull up your maps for China and tell me how they look today and what you've seen this season there? They, of course, as I've mentioned many times on this program, raise the second largest corn crop on the planet on about the same amount of area that we do in the United States.
Well, when you look at, you know, again, going back to the soil moisture profile, you know, most of the soil moisture profile in the key growing areas of China is pretty good right now. And while their forecast is a lot like ours in terms of a little bit cooler and a little bit drier, the outlook for China in terms of where they're headed this season looks favorable as well.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us, Don. We do appreciate it. We'll talk with you again next week. That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm Todd Gleason.